Yibrim Reb Shimon. Again, at one place he said that Anoinen could eat the Korban Pesach at night. At another place he said, no, Anoinen cannot bring the Korban Pesach to eat at night. So Rav Oma, Yidivid Yachach Hatzos. Both could be talking about when the mace died even after Chatzos and Erev Pesach. So it's a theory of like Kasha, too, there's no Kasha. Hatayah Khan Kodim Sheshachto Bezok Olov. If the mace died before you had the Korban Pesach brought for you, so then we tell you, no, stop, to not have it brought, and do not eat the Korban at night. But Khan, where he says you're allowed to, is Liyakha Sheshachto Bezok Olov. If you already had this Rika, the Korban was already brought for you, then the Rabbanim will make all. Again, Rav also holds that Aminus Lila is only with the Rabbanim. The one with the Rabbanim make all only if the Korban was already brought for you. Then they said you're allowed to eat from it at night. But the case where the Korban was not brought yet, then no, then you have no right to eat from it at night. And the reason is, as Rashi said, to Rachmona Dachi Gedoros that we had before, Shlom Kabonai, you only bring a Korban B'Shas Yerushalem. So if you're an Einin already, you should not have the Korban brought for you. Therefore, if you came an Einin before they brought the Korban, you have to tell them to stop it. But if you brought the Korban first, then you become an Einin, and a Chanami, then you will not eat from the meat, at least from the Korban Pesach, at night time. Oh, Malay Ravada Bamasna Larovo. So Ravada Bamasna asked the question to Ravo. Ah, Sheshachotu Vezokuas Domoi. Might he have ever. What's the question then? If they already brought the Korban for you, and then your mace died, Pshitu Yotso. Hadavmina is, even though you don't eat from the Korban Pesach at night, still you Yotso. The mice, you had the Korban brought for you. Brought for you. So what's the Chiddush? What are you telling me? The Chor Pshitu. Samara says, no. Omale Yavino. Achilas Tsochim Ma'akvo. That by Korban Pesach is different. If you do not eat from the Korban Pesach at night, it's makif, you're not yotza the Korban. So here the pshat is, what we say, if the Korban was brought to you already, even though then you became an einein, there has to be a special heter to say at night time, to Rabban and let you eat from this Korban Pesach. Because otherwise it would be makif, you would not be mekayim the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach. And midirabba barahuna, that's his din. Because he says that Achilas Pesach is makif. And later on, we will soon bring down his halacha. The Amalei, he said back to him, Shashi says it means that Rav is said now to Ravado that Sayyis listen, my the Amalei Chorabach, what your Rebbe is saying to you. The Rashi says it means Ravina heard this, and he liked it very much, so he told him, listen to it good. Now the Gemara says, my the Rabbi Barafun, what is his halacha? To Tani, we learn like this, Yom Shemua, Ki Yom Kfura, Lemitzvas Shiva Ushleshim. That the day that you hear that one of your relatives died, that's called Yom Shemua. You weren't there b'shas levaya. You heard about it later. And Rashi says it's talking about a Shemua Kareva, means within 30 days from the Misa you heard about it. That's called Yom Shemua. So din is has the same halacha ki Yom Kfura, like the day of the Kfura itself, that you have to be Noig Shiva. Then you have to be Noig 30 days. And you start being Noig Shiva the 7 days from the day you hear about it. That's when you start counting seven. Rashi says, L'rechitzo, nilat ha-sandol, v'lam ha-legiyat, and then 30 days you have to wait before you can press your clothing. Now the Gemara says, but u'la'achilas psochim, what's nageh about eating korban pesach, here we say, ki yoim likud atzomas, that the day you hear about your mace has the same halacha like the day that you move around a mace to bury from one place to another place. So Rashi says that on both of them, the Gemara says in psochim, you can go to the mikvah for yechol the kotchim lerev, and you're allowed to eat kotchim at night time. That's what it says. So more asks the question, how could that be? That is the more they ask the question, you move the bones, the chur you have a tummy mace on you, you have to have a zos, shlishi v'zayin. More is there, shalichtu achirim, other people move them for you. So such a loch, you're not really tummy. It's something like Midrabonin, and therefore you could go to the mikvah and you could eat kachim at night. So same thing applies here by Yishmua. Zemora says though, Mbechlal is the proof though, the Yom Kfura, but the actual day of the Kfura itself, a few lerev namilayokol, that you now eat from the kachim even at night time. In other words, only the Yom Shmua or the Yom Likrat Somas you allow to eat kachim at night. But mashma, the actual day of the kfur itself, then you have a dinayin on you that even at night time also now eat from the kachim. But then the Gemara says no, hoda toni. Then we learned know that echad zeh v'echad zeh toivo v'yoichel v'kotshim lerev. That by both, even the Yom HaKfur also, you let it go to the mikvah and then eat kotshim at night time. And Omer Rav Chisda, Tanoihi, that this really is a machlokes Tanoim. That what? That one Tana says, Mashma Ninus Lilat Midiraisa, that you're not allowed to eat kotshim at night time. And one Braisa says no, that even though the Yom HaKfura, you are not eating that day, but at night time, you're allowed to eat from the kotshim. Senech Naim Rav Chisda says a machlokes Tanoim. Rabbah Varafunu Amal Lekashis Nostira. I'll tell you like this. One place is you heard about the Shmua, you heard about the news that somebody died right before Shkia Sechama. V'chein the same thing, Shaliktu lo yat samois, samach l'shkia Sechama. They had the mace reburied, moved from one place to another place. Again, not that you touched it, somebody has moved it for you right before Shkia Sechama. And the same thing, V'chein shemeis le mace, v'kovah samach l'shkia Sechama. That even though a mace died and they made the kfura right before Shkia Sechama, so the kids, if these things happen before Shkia Sechama, so then the pshat is the Yom Kfura is on the daytime. The nighttime is only called the Laila Achrov, therefore the Rabbanu will make all. The Rabbanu then said you could eat kachim. So the Bryce says that they could be titled in kachim at nighttime, and where these things happen before Shkia happen by day, so the night afterwards, Rechnam it's mutter. But Khan, the other place that says, no, you're not allowed to eat from it, is Liyacha Shkia Sechama, that where the mace took place, where the Shmu happened after Shkia Sechama. So Mora says, Chur like Pshito, Liyacha Shkia Sechama Churo, might have a heaven, what's in the gate to? If the mace first died after Shkia Sechama, so it must be that the korban was already brought. If the korban was already brought, so might have Kumina for eating the meat, so what? So he doesn't eat from the meat. Like, what are you telling me now, that if it happened after Shkia Sechama, he can't eat from the meat? Like, so what? But the mice lochur, the korban was brought already. So the main thing is that the korban should be brought. So what are you telling me that la'acha shkia sechama you can't eat from the kachim, might not come in? The mice of the korban was brought already. And l'shma binu, that's a proof, achilat tzachim makva. We're talking about a korban pesach. And that's enough kumina that you're not allowed to eat from the meat, even though the korban was brought by daytime. But if you became an einin at the beginning of the nighttime, we do not let you eat the korban. So what Manaf Kemina, either korban was brought, that's the writer, Rabbi Barafuna says, that Achilas Psochim is Mativ. If you do not eat from the korban Pesach, you're not Yotzer the Mitzvah. See, we became an Einan at night, we do not let you eat from the korban, therefore you're not Yotzer your korban Pesach. You'll have to bring another one on Pesach Sheni. Ravashi says, Ma Yechod Zev, Yechod Zev, what does it mean to say both of them? That you could eat. Yes, what does it mean to say echad zeh v'echad zeh, that you could be tovel and you could eat by the kachim at night time? Hochi koma echad yom shemua. Was it today? Was it day that you just heard about that one of your relatives was mace? The echad yom likut. Was it today? Is a day that they moved the mace from place to place? That's all it means to say tovel v'echad kachim lerev, that you allowed to eat kachim at night time. But then echnaim the yom akfur itself. If they really buried the mace today, then Rav Ashi would hold no, that at night time you would not be able to eat from kachim. The Gemara says it's wrong though. Vodu Rav Ashi Bedusi. That the Rav Ashi says it's a mistake. Because Michta, let's see. Allah Koi, it's going on that Braisa. That if so, Allah Koi, Zev Zemi Boile. If it's only going on Likrat Somos and Yom Shemua, that's what we're talking about before. The Braisa just should have said Zev Zev. Ella wasn't me to say echad zev yechad zev, or shemamina bedusi, it's a mistake. But about echad zev yechad zev means even something else also. Meaning even the yom ha-kfur itself, still the Braisa says, you're allowed to eat kachim at night time. So the kitzur, Rav Ashi is wrong. But Rav Chisda said before, the what is tanoi, nechlam is tamachloik is tanoim, whether you're allowed to eat kachim the night or the day of the kfur. The Gemara says, umay tanoi, who are these machloik is tanoim? The Tanya will learn like this. At Mosai Misoinen Olov, till how long is the din Aninus Chal upon you when somebody died? Kol Hayom, the whole day you have a din Oinen on you that you're not allowed to eat Kachim. And have a meaning right now, Kol Hayom means without the night time, just the day. Revi says, Kol Zaman Shle Nikfa. No, as long as you do not make the Kfura. But as soon as you make the Kfura, that's when the din Aninus goes away. Tomorrow says, but my askin, what are we talking about over here? And then if you want to tell me, biyoy misa, today that the person died, biyoy misa, then let's see if father died today. If so, mi'ika, the last lay, biyoy misa, the toughest layla medrabonin. Is there anybody that holds that you don't even have a din aninus amaita medrabonin? That's for sure, a koponim medrabonin, the layla is also. So how could you say now that din aninus is only at daytime? And at nighttime it's mutati kachim. Everybody agrees that the day the maize died, so the yosh, whoever's alive, they have a din oinein midirais to that full day, and at nighttime it's also even midirabonin. Versus secondly, Rabbi Yem, how could Rabbi say, calls the man shla nikvar, calls the man he wasn't buried? Or kov ruba mash baradi after the kvura. Ishtar ilay, he becomes muta. So in the case where the person died today, and they buried him today, you want to tell me Rebbe holds right after the burial, then the Yoshim, the people, the Kroivim, they become Mutti Kochim, is that true? Or Miki, is there anybody, the Lester, we do not hold from this passage, a moment that says, the Achrisa Kiyay Mar, that I call upon the last day of the Misa, the whole day is called an Einain, that for sure, the day of the Misa, about that whole day he's also. There's nobody to say less than one day, he shouldn't be called an Einain. It's most like this. Omer Rav Sheshes Ayem Kfura Koi. Adam Machlekes is the Yem Kfura. In other words, where the Korav died yesterday, and they first buried him today. Says the Machlekes, is the whole day today Yosha? Or maybe no, it's only Yosha until the Kfura. But after the Kfura becomes Mutta. So Rashi says, but still we're not Masbi at Kho, what the Machlekes Anoyim Rav Chizda meant to say. Not yet, we'll soon see. So on this test now, Mask of Law of Yosef, verse he asked the question, Mask of Law of Yosef, Elif Sarah Lahotik, turn that we learned, Hashemeya al Mesai, if somebody hears news that so one of his relatives died, has the same halacha kimalakat atzomis, has the same halacha as if he moved, he had somebody move the mace that day, he moved from burial from one place to another place, but the din is in these two places is, Taiva v'yecha b'kotchim l'erif, he's allowed to go to the mikvah today, and at night time it's let it catch him. So I call upon him, it's a deek though, Nechlau, the Yom Kfura, but the day that they really buried the mace, I feel Lerav Nami L'Yochol. Even at night time also, you're not allowed to eat it. So it's such a deal, a definite price. So the question is, Omani, who did this price go like? You wanted to tell me before that we're talking about Yom Kfura, and that's the Machlokes time of common Rebbe. If it's also that whole day, but that's all, not at night time. According to Rebbe, it becomes Mutta. After the Kfura, soon as the man Yom that holds, the Yom HaKfura itself, at night time it's also. Ela Rav HaTiritz, learned is the Pshan the Machlokes between Rebbe and the Tanakamas, like this. Ad Mos Sai Misen and Olav, till how long is the Chaladin Aninus on the Kroivim, that the Rosh Hashanah Kachim, Kol Oysa Yom V'Leiloi, the whole day of the Kfura, and the night time also. Rebbe says no. Kozman Shla Nikvar. Kozman didn't bury him. Ava Nikvar, but once they buried him, Balei Leiloi. But once they bury him, the Leiloi is Mutta. So see the Kitzes of Achleikis over here, if the night of the Yom Kfura, is it also Tik Kachem or not? That's the Achleikis Tanakam and Rebbe. This is the Achleikis Tanoyim. Samura says now, Omru, they said over Kaimit Rebbe, your name of Rebbe Yemiya. Omru said, Gavra Rabbek Rebbe Yosef. A great person like Rabbi Yosef, Lei Machi, could he say like this? Is it true that Rabbi Yosef could say like this? So in other words, Rabbi Yosef, I guess the question over here, that Omri said, Gabba Rabbi, a great person, Rabbi Yosef, Lei Machi, he said like this, that Lei Mud Rebbe Lekula, according to you, coming out, Rebbe is more Mekel, and Rebbe holds that the Yom HaKfura is only also that day, and not the night time. I've heard Tanya learn like this, Ad Mosai Misen and Olof, till how long is the Chaladin Aninus? Calls the man Shla Nikbar. Calls the man didn't bury him. I feel the Mekan that I saw him even 10 days later. Divi Rebbe. Calls the man is not buried. There's Din Aninus. The Chomer and the Chomer say no. A Misen and Olav Eloi Sayyem Bavad. Only that day alone. So here you see that Rebbe is more of a Machmir. So how could you see Rebbe is more of a Mekel? And the rather Tirasach went like this. Ad Mosayu Misen and Olav Koloi Sayyem Polei Laila. Kanakam was only the daytime, the Yom HaKfura is also not the night. Rabbi Yoima calls Zman Shla Nikva. Calls the man he didn't bury him even for 10 days. He still has been on Ninus. Calls the man he wasn't buried. But the Nikbar, once you bury him, then Typhus Leiloi, the Rabbi Rebbe is machmer to say, not only the Yom HaKfura, you have a din oinein, but even at night time also. The night is also, Typhus has a din, aninus, at night time, in Allari Kachin. Is Amru, Kaimad, we says over in Kaimad, the Rabbi in front of Rav, that Midikoma Rebbe, Yom HaKfura, Typhus Leiloi, the Rabbonin, that the Yom HaKfura, even its night is awesome. The Rabbonin comes out mechlal the yomisa, the day that the person really died. Typhus leilu midiraisa. That even midiraisa there will be yosatid kachim. So there's a chiluk between yomisa and yom kfura. The day he died, that night is awesome midiraisa. Let's say if he's buried him the next day, then the day takiv is also. But at night it's only yosatid midirabbonin. All right, so turn over. We'll continue on the other side. That's the Ikea de Mechlal, the Yom Misa Saka Teufels, Leila Midiraisa. That the Yom Misa Teufels, that the Yom Misa at night time is also Midiraisa. So, what's the question? Is it true? Vesava Rebbe, is it really true what you're saying? Vesava Rebbe, Aninus Leila Midiraisa, is it true what we're saying now? That Rebbe holds that the Yom HaMisa itself, it's also Tikachim, and even the night also. Is that true? We have time to learn like this. The Pasuk says, Hein HaYom. I will soon see later on the next Talmud, this is talking about the Shalah, about Moshe and Aaron, that they burnt the Korban Chattis by the Shemini Shel Meluim. So Moshe had a time where they burn it, so he answered back and he said, Hein Hayim, like well, today, they'll say, Ani, did they bring the Korban today? Ani, I brought it today. But Korban Medik is Hayim also, V'Leila Muta. Anoinen, even though the Aaron was Anoinen that day, his two sons died, he was Anoinen, but still Anoinen is only also treated by daytime, but at night time is not eat it. That's a special diik, a special heter in the kavonis that were brought that day. Mashenken will deris, but the future deris, the future kavonis, it din is bein b'yoyim bein b'lai losa. On the inen is also teach from kachim, not only the yoyim hamisa, but even the laila also, it's also midiraisa. Divra Rebbe Yud, this is the Rebbe Yud Dashins. Rebbe says no, Rebbe Yomer, aninus laila, ain't a midivre terror that no. On the inen is not also midiraisa, teach kachim. He's only yosa by day, not at night time. Elam adivrei seifrim. So Huru, you see, Rebbe holds that even the Yom HaMisa, it's only yosa the day, not the Laila Midiraisa. So how come before we said, according to Rebbe, that the Yom HaMisa is different? That before we said only the Yom Kfura is Teufis Laila Midirabonin. But Mashman, the Yom HaMisa, the day that the Korov dies, that day it's not even yosa Midiraisa. So most of this, no. That I'll tell you, Ella really medivrei seifrim. That according to Rebbe, it's always the night is only yosem derabbanan. Ella medivrei seifrim liyolam derabbanan. So Gemara says the only according to Rebbe, it's only derabbanan. And the